Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. My name is Stephen Knight, of course. I'd like to thank each of you for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up for you. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest movie reviews. Tonight, we're talking to the owner of Philadelphia-based company Total Serenity Day Spa, Giovanni Scott. As always, we want you to participate, so make sure that you call in and give us your opinion. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well for a Monday, yourself?
I'm good. I can't complain. It actually was a pretty good Monday.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It went by pretty quickly. How was your weekend?
Right. My weekend was cool. It was relaxed, you know. But, it was cool. How was yours?
It was good. I did a lot of relaxing as well, some retail therapy on Sunday, and then, of course, we went out to dinner. But, yeah, it was a cool weekend. I don't think I've ever had a bad weekend, so can't complain.
Yeah. Trying to make the most of them.
Right.
I do have a few announcements. Let's see here. My computer is acting up. But I want to announce. One, Anthony Hicks, he's the president and CEO of CO2 Entertainment. He wanted me to read this to entertainment artists in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And I guess even if, within, the vicinity. So get ready, Georgia. CO2 Entertainment is bringing you the first annual Georgia Independent Entertainment Awards. This show is an indie recording artist for hip-hop, R&B, neo-soul, gospel, and pop. They are also rewarding the accomplishments of managers, producers, songwriters, indie films, stage plays, models, photographers, and more. The award show will take place December 22nd, 2012, in Atlanta. More details on the location to come. Artist showcase will begin September 5th of this year, 2011, at the Red Light Cafe to decide whether you'll perform at the show. All artists are encouraged to bring your crew to help you move the next level of the competition. The participation may help with the committee's decision. For more information, contact email gieawards@gmail.com. Again, that's gieawards@gmail.com. And sponsorship packages are also available. I talked to Anthony, and he said that he really wants to give a voice to independent artists. A lot of independent artists, I can relate, stay on the grind, and this gives them a chance to be rewarded. Something he brings to win the awards again this next year, but you can get in the competition this year. Just do that ASAP. Also, you all know I am a singer, so I have a few performances coming up. On the 25th, I'll be performing at Cat's Cafe here in Atlanta. William Taylor, I don't know if you remember him, but he is the gospel artist who has the album Blessed Be Yours. He's having his CD launch party on the 26th of August, so he asked me to come perform. And then College Park is having their 35th music festival. There's a lot of things going on there. I'll be performing there as well, and that is on September 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information about both of those, you can go to my website, StephenKnightMusic.webs.com. But enough about that.
That's a good look. Thank you.
I appreciate that. As you know, on the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest entertainment news, sports, fashion, news reviews, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive. We definitely want to hear from you.
As you can see, we have a lot going on, so we appreciate you if you will follow us on Facebook, or like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, the Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. Each and every Monday, we post a question of the day. We appreciate you sharing your opinions and your thoughts with us. We do so every day, but we will be sharing our Monday question of the day with you every Monday. And also, thank you for your support if you've already done so.
Absolutely.
What's the question of the day, Stephen?
Well, today's question of the day, it is, what is one thing you would do if you knew you could get away with it? And,
yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, actually, Kanye, she's a friend of the show, Kanye Jones, she actually came with that question today. And, you know, I have to say, I guess the economy is really setting in because most of it was financial things, like rob a bank or rob the Federal Reserve or Aaron said he would rig the lottery so he could win. You know, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Money.
I like the one that said that it would reset everyone's credit score. I like
that. That'd be great. What would you do this far?
I don't know. There's so many things.
Right.
I mean, all those sounds really good, but, yeah, I have so many more that I'd rather keep to myself. So.
Okay. Well, we will definitely review more of these later in the show. And I'm interested in hearing what you at home would do if you had a chance to do something that you need to get away with. So make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll be right back.
That it's been quite a while since your first consultation. What made you decide to take the leap today?
A lot is going on in my life. I don't want to miss anything.
When we're done, you'll have perfect vision. Do you know what? My assistant's giving me an incomplete file. I'll be right back.
Hold on, you're leaving? Is that supposed to be happening?
Survive a disaster, and then one by one, death comes for them all.
Are you saying that we can't stop this?
There's an answer for everything.
Kill or be killed.
Nobody's safe.
Stevie, you're breaking up a little bit.
Am I breaking up? Can you hear me now? Is our commercial?
Yeah, our commercial is still on.
That commercial kind of threw me for a loop. Anyway, welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. Ms. Parker, what's going on in entertainment?
Entertainment. There's so much going on. Tonight, of course, was the finale of Basketball Wire. Did you end up catching any of that?
I did not. You know, we watch it together usually after the show, so I can see what everyone's been talking about. I haven't seen it on the social media, though. They're going in on a different character.
Yeah, it came on. I don't know if it always comes on at 8, because I'm never around 8 o'clock on Monday, but it came on
right.
8, so I thought maybe you caught it before you came. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to watching that after our show. In other news, I know Jay-Z and Kanye has a new video that came out, and they're saying that he and Kanye tore up a car that was worth almost $400,000.
What rock was it?
Yeah, and he has, and I guess he threw a party. He threw a party last night over the weekend. He bought $300,000 worth of, you know, champagne. I mean, if you have it, why not? I think it's a little silly, but like, you know, like they said, it ain't tricking if you got it. So it is what it is. there was a picture leaked this weekend of Bow Wow and his baby girl. Remember, he came out with a letter to his fans saying that he has a baby girl. So that's a picture of him and the baby online. She looks so cute. Apparently, her mom is a video chick that he used to date. The baby is a couple of months old now. So congrats to him. The baby is really cute, and I'm glad that he's doing his daddy duties, it seems. You know. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's good. You know, I know there were some rumors saying that he wasn't doing what he had to do with his mother.
Oh, yeah, his mother had to go on.
Yeah, she went on, I think it was Twitter. And,
yeah.
And she took up for him and said that he's doing all, everything he has to do.
People
and all this stuff. It's just crazy how people can, like, one, especially if you're a celebrity or a well-known person, someone can say one thing about you, and it gets around that fast, and they become...
And not hearing that, like, people can just take one thing that you said, like, in a whole conversation,
right,
twist that around and make, you know,
yeah,
and make it seem like
sure,
you're such a, you know, whatever, you know, bad person or whatever. But speaking of the press blowing things up, Jennifer Hudson went off on social media on one of
her,
I guess, followers on Twitter, right? The girl questioned her method of weight loss, and
like,
so she went in on her. What did she say to the girl?
She told the girl something like, because the girl asked her, was it really just Weight Watchers that helped you lose weight? Did you get any kind of assistance? And so she told the girl, basically, don't ask, you know, dominating questions like that again.
She said if you were going to diet yourself, you will find out.
Right, go on the program, and she said, and judging from your profile picture, you look a mess. And then she tweeted, you know, people are so gullible. Stop believing what you read on blogs or something like that. She got a lot of people kind of side-eyed her for that.
I think she's just upset. You know, like, you can only take so much criticism.
Mm-hmm.
But she needs to just, you know, I don't know if I was a celebrity. I don't think I'll be on Twitter on all of those websites because I just think it's just too much.
I was going to ask you, that. Let me ask you about that. What do you think about, because, you know, with Twitter and social media, networking sites, it's easy for celebrities, people can say what they want to celebrities and they can respond. And from a PR standpoint, it's not always good how they respond. What do you think about celebrities on Twitter and Facebook?
I think Facebook is okay because you can control that a little more. The whole purpose of Twitter is kind of like interacting with each other, I guess. So people are able to post things on your page or, I don't know. It just seems like it wouldn't be a good look. I don't understand why they would open themselves up to that. Like, if I was a celebrity, I wouldn't care what someone thought about me or if they're following me. I just think it's silly. But I know a lot of times if they don't have a page, someone else makes page. I mean, their fake pages on their name. So
yeah,
I guess either way, they're going to end up with a page anyway, so they just rather have their own and control it from that end. So I don't know. I really think it's silly for a celebrity to have a Twitter page, but it's what it is. And I guess, I don't know, maybe it's free promotion as well, you know?
Yeah, it's great promotion. Yeah, it's good. It's great promotion. But I think it's someone who knows how to handle it. Because, you know, we're all humans. We all have emotions, and we can, you know, go off. You know, if you're in a bad mood, you might say something that you regret. And when you have millions of people who respect you or look up to you, that can kind of bite you in the butt, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's their fault. I mean, they're humans, too. They're going to go in. I couldn't be a celebrity on Twitter because I would just lose all my fan base. These people are crazy. They didn't even say anything to you.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, they're doing a basketball wife of L.A., I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
I'm going to 29. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's going to be good. One of the girls that was on Basketball Wives is on there. So I think that would be a good look. Keisha Cole, old manager, is no longer managing R&B singer Tank. Now, I didn't even know Keisha Cole had fired him. Remember Manny from her show?
Yeah, she fired him. Yep.
Yeah, I didn't even know that he wasn't her manager anymore. I mean, who was her manager now? She hasn't came out anything in a while.
I don't know who's her manager now, but I know that she fired him after her last album. She didn't the decision to release her first single. You know, it got her album flopped and everything, so she fired him. That was what the
okay. So the single that she said that they went with wasn't really what she was.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of social media, Lisa Ray kind of went off a little bit on her, you know, about the whole Stacey Dash situation. She said she's been reading the blogs, and they're saying that Stacey Dash was fired due to some issues she had with Lisa Ray. So Lisa, is, she's vacationing right now, but she went on her Twitter page and said that it has nothing to do with her, and if she hasn't heard anything from management or production that Stacey Dash was fired, and that she is, if it comes from, you know, the studio and from the production and not having to do with her. So
is it confirmed that she got fired?
No, it's just a rumor. It's still a rumor because Lisa Ray is saying that she knows nothing about it.
Okay.
But she's saying if she is fired, it has nothing to do with her. So she's saying she knows nothing about it. So I hope she's not because I like her on the show. I think it'll be weird with somebody.
I don't like the show being successful without her.
Yeah.
But let's move on. We're taking a little bit of time with this entertainment. There's a lot going on, I know, though. A-Ron, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
A-Ron, so I was putting him to sleep with all that stuff, huh?
That's, man, that's a lot of stuff going on. Actually, I kind of hate to admit it, but I actually watched the Basketball Wives reunion show tonight.
Well, don't spoil it for us.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. So, but I'll just say this. It's a two-parter. So it was the first part was tonight, and then next week is the second part. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
was it good?
So anyway, with that, yo, the NFL kicked off its first week of preseason games, and pretty much the Falcons lost. I don't know how they lost. They had a nice lead, and I thought that the game was over because I was actually watching it on the NFL Network. So I thought, okay, the Falcons got this. They're playing Miami. Miami's not that good,
right.
So people say. I turned back, man, and the Falcons lost 28-23, and the Falcons had a 10-point lead. So, Falcons need, it's still early, it's preseason, but definitely the Falcons, y'all need to get back, you know, to the grind or something. Y'all need to step it up, definitely. Yo, I was actually at the Redskins-Steelers game Friday, and it was crazy. It was actually a sellout. You know, boy, preseason game, that's crazy. So big shout out to the Washington Redskins for beating the defending AFC champions, Pittsburgh Steelers. So go Redskins. And
Ron, let me ask you a question. I know that Ms. Parker, she was receiving a lot of text messages on Friday for the preseason game here. And do you think that people are so excited about preseason because they thought that they almost lost? We weren't going to have
it. Oh, yeah.
Is that why everyone's
absolutely
coming out in these large numbers?
Yeah.
Like it was a regular game.
They were supposed to game tailgate. People took off half
it was
day of work.
Yes, it was tailgating here.
They were going in hard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people are just so happy, including myself, that football is here. I mean, oh, my gosh, love it. Thank you, NFL. Thank you, owners and players, for, you know, working it out. Definitely thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do personally if there wasn't football on Sunday. I don't know.
You'll find something.
I'm sure I would, but, man, boy. But anyway, also, I was at the Washington Redskins training camp this morning. Shout out to everybody. That was great, man. Hard working players and coaches and staff there. So that was really cool to see. And also I want to give a shout out to Adam Carriker. He's a defensive tackle for the Washington Redskins. He's following me on Twitter. So Adam, you know, man, thank you very much for following me. Hopefully, I'll be able to interview you sometime in the near future. And then also want to give a shout out to LeVar Arrington. He's a former NFL player who now has his own Ready Sports show. He's a local in the Washington area. So shout out to Mr. Arrington. Thank you for also following me on Twitter, and I hope to one day, you know, talk to you, meet you, and maybe you can teach me some pointers as far as with the whole sports radio thing. So that's pretty much it. That's Ron's perspective. Y'all got any questions, you can always, or comments, you can follow me at RonCosby1 on Twitter. That's RonCosby1, and also on Facebook at AronCosby, A-R-O-N, Cosby like Bill. Looking forward to talking with you.
All right. Well, as always, we always appreciate. What are you
going to
say?
No, I was just saying that, like, y'all have any questions, any more questions, or are y'all good?
We're good. Did you watch any golf
more?
At all?
Okay. All right, cool.
Did you watch any golf, Aaron?
Did you watch the golf?
Oh, nah. Golf, man, I don't want to sound kind of biased, man, but ever since Tiger's been, like, on a slump, man, golf to me is just not exciting anymore. It's kind of lost its swag. So, nah.
I heard that obviously he didn't do too well in the last tournament, but he's kind of sitting out till November. He's on break till November.
It's always something to talk. You know, wasn't he just sitting out like a couple of months ago, and then he sat out again before that? I mean, Tiger Woods, brother, I don't know you, and Lord, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, get in your head or anything, but it just feels like to me that maybe Tiger just needs to kind of just take a step back from golf, period. You know, just
they thought
just
he was
going to
retire.
Yeah, seriously, maybe that's what he needs to do. I mean, Tiger's done it all. I mean, Tiger.
Yeah.
What else does Tiger need to do? You know, I mean, honestly, maybe to him now it's boring. Maybe golf is just boring now. You know,
well,
I mean, I'm sure
what
that he loves
for. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Finish.
They asked him what he was hoping for this tournament. He said a W.
Yeah.
You
can you believe
Tiger Woods saying
that? Right, and he got an L. But now, seriously, y'all think about that. Tiger Woods answering that, hoping that he can get a win. Tiger Woods, three, four years ago, would have never said that. Hope that, I mean, come on. Tiger Woods would have just,
won.
You know, he's struggling. He's definitely,
you know, no one wants to go out. Everyone wants to go out on top. So I think maybe it might be a personal thing for him to at least win something. So that
I think he definitely has something to prove still, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely
now, because he hasn't been the same since that scandal broke out. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh yeah, and that's why I think actually that all of this with this game going down, I think because you know y'all, golf is like mostly a mental sport. It's a mental game. It's all pretty much mental. And I think that right now his head's just not in the right place. I think whenever that scandal came out, it rocked his life. It just it messed him up. It messed him up definitely. Yeah.
Poor Tiger. Yeah, okay.
Poor Tiger, yeah. He was exposed and I think that it just messed him up. But anyway,
right,
Tiger, man, you out there listening, brother. Get it together. I am a supporter of
you.
Get your mind right. And, you know, go from there, man. Definitely. So.
All right. Well, I know. Hey, Ron, thank you again. I'm going to get to Mrs. Ferguson before she falls asleep on us. Ms. Ferguson, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
You want to
wait? Hey, girl.
You hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm trying. You know, I do my best.
Okay.
Yeah, I got me up late night. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Anyway, how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
What you got for us?
Okay. Well, I have a couple sales for you this week, and of course, I'll post it on my website. the first one I wanted to tell you about is for all the – I never do anything for plus size, so I thought I should share some things about, you know, some plus size sales. So Torrid, which is one of, like, the most fashionable plus size stores I've come across, they're having a buy one, get one 50% off sale on all denim. So I love, you know, buy one, get one, anything, 50% off, 70% off, whatever. So they're having one off, buy one, get one 50% off on all denim. So that might be something that, you know, all the curvy girls want to go visit because I absolutely love Torrid. Matt Studio, that's like one of my, of course everything's my favorite because it has something to do with shopping, but Matt Studio is sort of like a high-end, like a less expensive high-end sort of store. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but they have some really, really, really good accessories and they have some really, really, really cute clothes. So naturally, you can even find some Max Studio stuff inside of, like, TJ Maxx and Marshalls if you're looking, because especially around the summertime, they always have Max Studio dresses. Well, if you go shop online, they're having a summer dress sale, and you can get up to 50% off of all of their summer dresses. Plus, first-time customers, if you're shopping online, first-time customers get 10% off of their entire purchase. So that can be a total of 60% off. And you use code Welcome Max if you're a first time shopper, and you know how you do those little tricks. Of course, you can say, you know, you can sign up with a different name, just
if you already have
10%
an account.
Off. Right, different name, different email account, and you can get a 10% off. It can still be the same credit card. I know I done ran that scam a couple times just to get my little extra money. So you can go ahead and do that. Another great accessory. Is a great accessory producer is Vince Camuto. And if you go online to vincecamuto.com, they're having a sale where you get 20% off of any of your entire order. And Vince Camuto never goes on sale. So 20% off, I mean, normally I wouldn't be shouting 20% off from the rooftops, but since they hardly ever go on sale, like, I'm telling you, you probably can run out and get something because they
get
off of everything.
Huh?
Yeah, get it while you can because that stuff, it goes quick, which is why it never goes on sale because it's trendy and it's good quality and it's not, like, overly expensive. I mean, sure, their shoes and handbags can run, you know, up to $200, $300, but you can also get a decent pair, you know, of shoes for, like, $100, you know, a decent pair of boots for $100 if you're shopping right. So they're having a 20% off sale, so that might be something you want to go out and take a look at. Saks Fifth Avenue, not the actual outlet store, but the actual store. They're having a 70% off swim wear sale today through Thursday. So if you're trying to rack up on all those little swimsuits, this is everything. This is flip-flops, cover-ups, summer hats, anything that has to do with any type of swimwear. They're having that sale for 70% off, so that might be something that you want to check out, especially if you're trying to stock up for next summer or if you're you know, going somewhere, like a lot of people like to go places when it's colder in the States, you know, just as a little getaway. I know a lot of people do that little trick. So, you know, now you can go ahead and stock up on your summer wear and it's Saks Fifth Avenue of all places. So,
is that also online or just?
Yeah, you can also get this online and you don't need a code. So you can go to SaksFifthAvenue.com. And remember, this is not the outlet store. I know a lot of times I'll tell you guys about the outlet store prices, but this one is the actual department store, and there's only one in the state of Georgia anyway. So, and that's at Phipps Plaza, of course. So, if you're not in the Phipps Plaza area, if you're not going to be going to the Phipps Plaza area, then you might want to check it out online. Another one is, of course, The Limited, one of my faves. They're having a buy one get one 50% off on all pants, jeans, and skirts. So. And that's something that you might want to check out because, you know, that's great for contemporary clothes. It's great for work clothes. It's great for street stuff. I mean, you know, Limited is just an all-around one-stop shop. The Body Shop, which, of course, you know, they have a lot of fragrances there, a lot of lotions. You know, I guess it's like a rich man's Bath and Body Works, the Body Shop. They're having a Your Choice sale where you can either buy two and get one for free, or you can buy one and get one for 50% off anything in the store.
Okay.
Body
Shop.
Girl, yeah, I love the Body Shop. I love the Body Shop. If you go to the Gap, and this is not the outlet, because sometimes I tell you guys about outlet prices. If you shop at the Gap now, you can get 30% off of your entire purchase, because I think this is like their little back to school push. You know, a lot of schools are getting back to school just this week, so stores are still having back to school sales. So that might be something that you guys want to check out. And if you're shopping online and you don't actually have time to go to the store, use the code GAPGEM, and that's GAPGEM, to get your 30% off if you don't have time to run out to the store. And if you're heading out to an outlet mall anytime soon, Banana Republic, the Banana Republic outlet is having a sale on all denim. All of their denim has been reduced to 50% off. So it's not buy one, get one 50% off, it's just straight up 50% off of anything, so of all their denim. So that might be something you want to think about. And last but not least, if you're going to be shopping at the French Connection, you can get 20% off of their regularly priced items. And this, and the French Connection, the reason I'm telling you guys about this is because the French Connection hardly ever goes on sale. I mean, they do have end of season sales, but, you know, that's the end of season. I mean, if you wanted to go or something now, and a lot of times with French Connection, I mean, if you wear a size zero, then, yeah, they'll have your size. But the French Connection stuff goes really, really quickly. So they're having a 20% off sale. So you can shop that online or you can go to one of their stores.
Thank you.
So that's all I have for you this evening.
Well, we thank you
as always. We appreciate
it as always.
Anytime, anytime.
How much, Ferguson?
I'm sorry?
We'll be doing the rest of the evening.
I am going to be getting into bed so I can get ready to go to work in the morning. Oh, joy.
He's going to be
so
a jerk.
Excited.
Oh, well, have a great night. Thanks again. Have a great night. Thanks again. And to find everything that she listed, like you said, go on budgetshophollow.com. Or you can go to the StephenKnightShow.web.com. There's a direct link to her website. And we'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. Park, of course, is with us. Ms. Park, before we go into the next segment, I want to go through some of the question of the day response that we got.
Okay. Are we missing someone, though? What happened to Cheesecake today?
Yeah, he said he'd be on later on, but I told him to let me know when he...
Oh, let us know if he can get on. Okay.
I don't know if he's still on vacation, but, yeah, he told me he would let me know. But,
okay.
Okay, so we'll go through some of our questions and responses. Courtney Houston, again, the question was, what was one thing you would do if you knew to get away with it? And,
Courtney, don't read him.
Murder. He said murder. Huh. Oh,
such an attention whore.
All right. Carl Grover said, sneak into Kim Kardashian's bedroom and have a pillow fight.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I think he just wanted to get Kim Kardashian. Damian Phillips said, rob the Federal Reserve. Showtime Smith said, go to Equifax database and reset everyone's credit score.
I like that. Good looking out. Good looking out.
Right. Ryan Christopher Brown said, seize the U.S. government and fix all the problems, rewrite tax code, fix laws, have a cigar in the Oval Office. Allison Goatee said, rob someone with too much money. He said, I honestly wouldn't even want to admit
the stuff that she would do. Kristen Barker Cooper said, "Rob the Federal Reserve." Kira Weather said, "I know a plot of self-discrimination when I see it." Good try, Stephen. Clarence said, "Delete his Facebook page. Why people act like it's the end of the world if you're not all over Facebook like you used to be." And Katie Scott said, "Money and lots of it." And of course, Aaron said, "Rigged the lottery so that I would make a win."
Yeah, it's hard times. People want some money, pretty much.
It is hard times. Our guest is not yet here, Ms. Barker, but you want to do some more hot topics?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about a little bit more of what's going on in the world of entertainment. Do you know about how long we have, or we're just waiting on him to call in?
Yeah, she
has to. Oh, I'm sorry, waiting on her to call in. Okay. Let me see what I have for you. Apparently, Gabrielle Union lost a lot of weight. I need to get her secret for a movie role. She looked the same size to me, though. She's always been kind of thin, so I wasn't really not able to tell. But what's really crazy is I was watching the news this morning, and another girl is missing in Aruba.
Yeah, I heard that.
Crazy thing is, I was in Aruba when that guy that killed Nelly, when he was arrested for killing the other girl, I was in Aruba. Aruba is going to be a good place.
I know, I'll never go there.
Well, you're not a white female. You should be fine.
I don't care. I still wouldn't go there. they go hard to paint in Aruba now.
But it's just not. It's really not the people from Aruba. Just people coming there to visit, acting a fool.
Right.
They had a girl on the Today Show who said that he contacted her before he took this other girl, and said that he wanted to take her on a modeling gig in Aruba. And she was only 18, so her mom got on the phone and acted like she was the girl. And she said it didn't sound right, so she told her that she has to ask her mom. And then I guess she never called him back or whatever. He called her a few times. But so she looked like she dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Also, did you hear about, I'm sorry to be skipping around, just going on top of my head. Have you heard about what's going on in Jonesboro? They banned sagging pants.
Yeah, I heard they bagged sagging pants in Jonesboro here in Georgia.
Yeah, that's crazy because Jonesboro has a lot of other stuff going on they need to be worried about. But maybe sagging pants is the first step.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, Aaron just commented on you. He sent me a message regarding your Aruba. He said Aruba don't like young white blonde chicks.
Yeah. I definitely agree. I was there for a week. I was pretty safe, but.
Yeah. Did you see this, Ms. Parker? I'm looking now. Remember the show Deal or No Deal? Well, one of the hostesses, she was arrested Friday in Los Angeles for sending vulgar text messages to her ex-fiance's new girlfriend.
You get arrested for that?
She did. And I won't repeat what you said, but you say she went in. And the new girlfriend also complained that she was stalking her and vandalizing outside of her apartment, writing various messages, including this girl. I can't say that either on radio. But basically she was sending a lot of lewd.
She was going in.
Yeah, and so she was arrested for making obscene and threatening phone calls, text messages. Wow. Mm.
The crazy thing is they must not get too many calls from the hood because that was on all the time.
That ain't nothing new.
That ain't nothing new.
I see that Halle Berry turned 45 today.
Yeah. Speaking of people being arrested, that guy got arrested from That's So Raven, Orlando, what's his name is?
Oh, yeah.
He got arrested for a DUI, but he was supposedly parked in front of his house with his pregnant girlfriend. I mean, why would you just be in front of your house? Why don't you just go inside? I don't know if they were arguing or whatever, but apparently something with him already being at home, but he just, didn't go in, and then they called him. Of course, he was in the driver's seat, so he still got arrested.
You know, Megan Good, she was arrested for DUI, well, stopped for DUI, but she was let go. One of her friends came and picked her up, so she didn't get taken in. But
why?
I don't know. She was at some. They were leaving back her birthday party or something, and she was arrested for suspicion of DUI. Well, she was stopped. Suspicion, but she was like,
maybe she didn't. Maybe, I mean, apparently she had to pass the thing. They wouldn't let her go if she,
right,
she was over. I hope not, unless there's special treatment.
Did you hear Aretha Franklin? She was having dinner with some friends, and a meter person was coming to issue a ticket. She was legally parked, and she was able to go and talk her way out of it. They said, show her some RSPCT, respect. And she was able to talk her way out of that one thing. And the person who was writing the ticket actually asked her for autographs. So she was able to.
I know, that's why Aretha and put on that good bra and went ahead and talked her way out of it.
You know, the rapper The Game, he got in trouble. Apparently, he tweeted something about.
Oh, yeah. About call this number, it's going to be my. Intern, but the number was to the police station.
Yeah, the LAPD. And the switchboard, and for 3 hours, flooded the calls, and they couldn't get any emergency calls in. And so, because he tweeted that, and so one of the sheriffs, Captain Mike Parker, he tweeted him back, warning him that it's...
Yeah, my uncle.
your uncle compromised the public safety. And so The Game, of course, he tweeted back. He said, y'all can crack down tweets, but y'all can't solve murders. That was an accident, but maybe now y'all can actually do your job. So,
he asked him to get arrested. He said, he must like jail?
I mean.
Why would you do that?
Right. It's funny, we're talking about a lot of celebrities, I know, in the last couple of weeks, months, actually, getting DUIs and in trouble with the law. You know what? And on the 29th, we're actually having a show.
About responsible drinking.
Yeah, she teaches a substance abuse class, drugs and alcohol, and talking about being responsible with your drinking and your partying, and you know, not overdoing it, and how to maintain without going over the limit. So that'll be very interesting. She's very passionate about it. She grew up in a family of alcoholics, so that's why she went into it. She's been teaching for 20
years.
That's
going to be an interesting show.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, I was doing some research, and a lot of people think that alcoholism, people who are depressed become alcoholics. But actually, it's the other way around, where alcoholics become depressed, because people, most people are drinking, they're doing it for fun, you know what I mean?
I took a drug and alcohol class in college, and I know a lot of it also is it's genetics, you know, like if your parents were a heavy drinker, or one of your parents is a heavy drinker, you're more likely to become a drinker as well. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be out of control drinking on alcoholism come from it, but you are more likely to get addicted to alcohol or be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know, so anyways, so that should be interesting.
It will be, definitely. Our guest is here, so I want to definitely get into the segment so we can give her a needed time. Total Serenity Day Spa in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania opened its doors to the public in 1996. Focusing on stress reduction for people from all walks of life, Total Serenity Day Spa provides a relaxing, holistic experience for the mind, body, and spirit. And please help me welcome today the owner, Ms. Giovanni Scott. How you doing, Ms. Scott?
Hi, how are you?
Welcome,
good,
welcome.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Well, let's get into
it. Can you hear me?
I don't have much time. Yeah, we hear you great. You're just fine. I want to get into it. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Camden, New Jersey, and went to Stockton State College and ran track and was just very athletic And in doing that, I would receive massages all the time and, you know, work with different personal trainers. So I was really interested in the field of massage and health and healing. And so once I graduated from Stockton, I moved back to South Jersey, and I was sort of going to different day spas, and I really found that there was not a place that I could go that really focused on wellness.
Okay.
And so I decided to do it myself. And so, you know, the focus of Total Serenity is stress reduction and wellness.
Okay. So explain, when you say wellness, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, we try to incorporate a program where people can come and receive different services to reduce the stresses in life. The fact of the matter is that most African Americans have the highest level of diabetes and cholesterol and cancer and things like that. And it's really because we don't know how to channel the stress in our life, because everything is really stress induced. We all have those cells that can become cancerous and things like that. And stress kind of mitigates it and allows it to fester in our body. And so I try to educate people on the art of massage to reduce, you know, those stresses in their life, even if it's for an hour, for 30 minutes, for however long that they're there. Massage allows the body to kind of go into a relaxed state, and you kind of forget about everything else that's going on.
You can't beat a good massage. I know that.
It's true. It's true.
So do you think that's what it is, you know, that wellness piece, you know, not only – take care of the body, but also the spirit and the mind, body, and spirit. Do you think that's what sets you all apart from your competitors?
I do. I've been at the same location, 2108 Walnut Street in Philadelphia, for 15 years. And, you know, I've seen other places come and go. And I think that the relationship that I create with people enables them to see that, you know, it's not about money. It's really about longevity of life. And it's so important, because, you know, people come in and we as a community have gotten so far away from touch being a healthy thing. You know, I have people that come in that have never had a hug like in the last 5 years.
Wow.
And so just to have someone touch them in a positive, therapeutic way is very healing and nurturing.
Yeah. I know that you said that that you, you know, your clientele, basically people from all walks of life. Who do you see are the people who come to the spa most often? Is it mostly women?
No. Interesting enough, I'm just going to give you today's example. We do a lot of couples. The dynamics of what I do is we focus on, you know, the family, the unity of the family. I'm trying to just kind of strongly encourage people as far as couples to just come in and just reconnect. And so we had about like 5 or 6 couples celebrate their anniversary with us today, just teaching them how to touch each other, how to communicate with each other through touch. It doesn't have to be a verbal communication. Sometimes you just want to touch the person and not say a thing.
Nice.
And so go ahead.
So do you teach that? Because, you know, everyone doesn't know how to do that. Is that something that you all teach or kind of instruct them?
Absolutely, we do. Yeah, we do. We teach them, you know, when we do, we have what's called a couple sanctuary. And the first part of their session is us giving them a massage and then teaching them how to touch each other in a healthy, therapeutic, nurturing way.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting is we have couples that have come to celebrate their anniversary for the past 10 years.
That's part of their tradition.
Part of their tradition, to come,
So what are some of the other services? Obviously, wellness is huge for y'all. What are the other services that you offer at those places?
Well, we do facials, and we're also known for our skincare regimen, teaching people how to, you know, take care of their skin. We do body treatments. And we're a holistic day spa, so all of the body treatments, we make the products ourselves. So the scrubs and the herbal wraps and the cellulite treatments, it's all handmade. And We do a lot of waxing because we've educated as much as we can, you know, our community on the importance of hygiene and waxing. And so we do a lot of waxing.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned hygiene, and I know that just every day you might come across someone who doesn't realize their hygiene isn't that up to par. How do you deal with that if someone comes here and their hygiene, how do you deal with it? I know it's uncomfortable to tell someone, but how would you deal with it?
Well, that's a real sticky situation, and we just deal with it. I mean, we're not there to offend people. We're there to create an atmosphere of relaxation. So, you know, if the person is offensive, you know, we may suggest, you know what, we're going to start the shower for you. You're going to take a shower before you start your service. We may tell them that that's part of the regimen because they really don't know.
Right.
And so we'll, you know, we have showers at our facility, so we may encourage them to take a shower first, and then we'll start the treatment. But we don't get that a lot. I mean, people are, you know, people are very self-conscious, especially when they know that they're going to come and take all of their clothes off. And so they, you know, they take the extra measures to make sure that hygienically they're correct. So that hasn't been a big issue.
I know the people can massage. I know they're very grateful for that. With that smile.
That's true.
So let me ask you this: what is something? Was there anything that you've learned in this industry doing this now? 1996. Anything that you learned in this industry that inspired you?
Wow. I think the most important thing that I've learned is that we never know what someone else is going through when they walk in the door. You know, sometimes people walk in and they're not the nicest person. You know, they may be in a bad mood, but, and you know, we may be offended by the way that they may treat us or talk to us or things like that. But then when you get them in the room and you lay your hands on them, I always tell my staff that we have to create the atmosphere. And so no matter how someone walks in the door, that's not the important factor. It's how they are when they leave that's really important.
Yeah.
And so, you know, almost 100% of the time, if the person comes in one way, they're going to leave out the door another way. So we have to be correct at all times so that we don't transfer any negative energy to another person. And so I've learned that, you know, when people come in and they're grouchy or whatever they're going through, it's not personal. It's not personal.
Exactly.
You know, everyone's going through something, and you don't know what the other person is holding on their shoulders.
Yeah. Obviously, I know why you recommend your spot, yours, but it seems like yours stands aside from other spots, and discuss that. What is it the biggest thing that you want someone who comes your way?
Say that again.
Well, I'm sorry. What is the biggest thing you want when someone comes to Total Serenity Day Spa? What do you want them to take away when they take away from that experience?
I want them, and that's just, you know, you just answered the question. I want them to walk away with an experience, with the experience of knowing that, you know, we reduce some of the stress in their life. We've enabled them, you've never been a Total Serenity, but if you walk in the door, we don't have clocks. When you go into the room, we don't have clock. Like, you can't see clocks. And so we kind of try to stop time for people when they come in and just experience, even if you're there for an hour, no time. Just don't think about time. Don't think about your bills. Don't think about whatever's going on. Just kind of, you know, go into a meditative state so that you can really relax. Because the thing about healing is that if the mind is relaxed, the body will follow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so that's our goal, is to just kind of have people walk away with, like, being able to just kind of take a deep breath, an aha moment. And so that's what we try to create for people and allow them to walk away with that aha moment, like just kind of exhale.
Wow. So where can people, how can people contact you if they're interested in booking an appointment or coming by the spa?
Well, they can always call us. The number is 215-557-0678, where they can always go to the website, which is TotalSerenityDaySpa.com. They can look us up on Facebook, Total Serenity Day Spa.
We have linked it out on Facebook. All right, well, listen, I want to thank you again for being, first of all, for what you do for the public. I think a lot of people need that. They need that kind of therapy. And I want to thank you for being on our show. And I encourage anyone
to
go to Philadelphia area to check out Total Serenity Day Spa. I know when I come that way, I have family in Jersey. So when I come that way, I'm going to check you all out. So thank you, Jennifer.
Well, I look forward to having you there. I welcome you there.
I appreciate that. And I know Chike goes there all the time, and he loves it. So.
Well, he's actually, yeah, he does massages there. Yeah, he's excellent.
Oh, honestly, I didn't know that. I think it was Parker told me that. You told me that, Ms. Parker.
I try to tell you.
I learn something new every day.
Yeah, he's an excellent
to get a free
massage
therapist.
He's an excellent massage therapist. Excellent.
Awesome.
Well, thanks again. And everyone, again, check out Total Serenity Day Spa. There's information about the spa on our Facebook page. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. Before we go into the playlist, Steve's playlist, I want to. Chike's on the line. Chike, are you there? I was told he was on. Chike, are you on? Okay, he's no longer on the line. Well, we're going to Steven's playlist. First of all, I want to thank again Giovanni Scott for calling in. I know she's a very busy woman, so I want to thank her for her time and Chike for booking on the show. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country who want to be featured during the segment. Each week, we select artists to play on the playlist. And I know that I've told you all I've been kind of neglectful towards those artists because I've been so busy in my own stuff, but I did take some time over the last week to listen to your music. I heard a lot of great music. Terrell Fab, I believe his name, that is Chike's nephew. We'll be playing music by him, as well as Jutan, Fat So Skinny, and many, many more.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I love me some Fat So music, so shout out to Fat. If you're interested in being featured on the Stevie Knight Show, please make sure to email us at the Stevie Knight Show at gmail.com, attach one or two songs to your bio, one or two promotional photos, and also make sure that your songs are edited for the radio, meaning there are no curse words. We look forward to hearing from you.
Well, the first song, and I wish I would have done this sooner, but it just came to me as a good idea this week, but to play a song by Amy Winehouse, so you know we lost a couple weeks ago, and this is her hit song, many of you all know, called Rehab. Check it out and enjoy Steven's playlist.
Rest in peace.
I tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I can't stop the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab. home with rain. I
Exactly what it's meant to be. So please, don't insult me with your arrogance. The voice that separated, I gotta feel. It's the reason that I feel obligated, I need to deal. My staying here is making a statement beyond compare. Honestly, I'm really kinda scared. When the six is broke, there is no repair. I'm on the fence and hoping that my land is clear. And before I even check, the wheels unfolded in the air. Yeah, I can leave if I want to, but prior to this conversation, I was wanting you. And though this news is devastating, I know what to do. If being right is never wrong, really I can never lose. But I can gain an STD, homie. Between me and you, this is a naughty news for me. But I can still breathe even when I'm choking. And I know I'm not a doctor, but come in, the door is open.
That's my word. I don't wanna.
Popping bottles in here. 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 Popping bottles in here.
hope you enjoyed Stephen's playlist. We did cut short because Chike is now back with us, I believe. Hello, he's calling back.
Hello,
in.
Hello.
How you doing, Chike?
I'm good. I'm on the road traveling, coming back from vacation. But, you know, I had to
How
stop off and go see the help. I'm sorry?
How was it? How was your vacation?
Fabulous, as always, as vacation should be.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you deserve it, so it's good.
And I just have to do a shout-out. You know, I was in Long Island, New York, and I want to give a shout-out to the La Quinta Inn and Patty, the manager, for being such a great hostess and running such a top-notch establishment. So big up to y'all, La Quinta.
Okay. So, you see me excited while you're on vacation?
I saw the help. I'm actually just leaving the theater. That's like the tail end of, you know, my trip. And it's everything that the book promises it to be. It's an excellent, excellent, excellent movie. Highs and lows. You know, I love to laugh and I love to cry when I'm at the theater, and it gives you a bit of all that. And it kind of takes you back into a place and time as well when we didn't have as many rights as we have now. And I think the younger generations tend to, I shouldn't say that they forget, but they don't understand what our forefathers have went through just so that we can have the freedoms that we have today. And that movie kind of takes you back to that point in time and connects you with that type of living.
Okay.
But it's very emotional. It's a very good movie.
What's the premise of that movie? Because I keep hearing such great things about it.
Basically, there's a woman who's a writer. She happens to be Caucasian. And she's trying to get her career off the ground. And she's thinking about things that move her as far as life experience. And she has a really strong bond with her mammy or nanny, as you would call it. And that woman, who happens to be African-American, basically raised her. And she had a really strong connection with her. Then all of a sudden she disappears. She doesn't know what happened. So she goes on this journey to try to figure out what happened to her. And she starts talking to other help to get their perspective on their life and just basically how they live their lives and what they go through to sacrifice in being servants for Caucasian people. And this movie just blossoms into this wonderful story about stories of the help. And she puts all the stories collectively into a book, and it's fun to see how, when the people around them get a hold of the book and they get knowledge of the book, what happens.
Okay. I've heard great things about that. And so it's a book that
it is a book. And the book is called The Help.
Okay. Anything else you got to tell me? You're on vacation.
Yeah, I didn't see anything else. I slacked off this week. That was the only thing. I spent the other time.
Well, you deserve it.
Sorry.
You deserve it.
Definitely.
Anything that you look forward to coming out?
You know, Michelle's favorite, Fright Night. Right, Miss Parker? The vampire movie?
Of course.
There's also a new movie that I saw, the billboard for today, called Contagious. Seems a bit scary, you know, about a viral infection that goes crazy. You know, we love those.
Yeah.
And also Conan. I'm still waiting for Conan. I know I mention that every week, but, you know, I'm a Conan fan. I used to read the comic books back in the day, so I'll be one of the first ones in the theater to see that one.
Sounds great. Anything else you want to discuss? Any other related
Do I want to discuss anything else? just basically, you know, the message that I took away from this movie, especially if younger people go see it because they're not in direct connection with, just basically the struggle of African-American people and how we got to be where we are and why certain members of our culture are really staunch on, you know, education and excellence is because we had to fight for so long to get to where we are. And now we have choices you know, although some of those choices are compromised, but we have a lot more choices than we used to, take advantage
right.
of it. Get an education. Go to school. Strive. Be the best that you can be. And do it to 157%.
I hear that. 157%.
Don't get off my soapbox.
Well, as always, we thank you. Also, be sure to thank Giovanni again for being on the show. And
I will.
We'll talk to you again.
And I know she was late, and I apologize because it was in part my fault because she did tell
okay.
me to remind her, but I was also doing what I was doing. So in part, it was my fault. Sorry, folks.
That's okay. We know she's a busy woman. I'm glad we were able to speak with her. And
definitely. Thank you
glad,
again for all your help.
Glad we get you in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So,
thanks again.
I hope she touched enough people out there to make them want to go out and get, you know, a therapeutic massage at least. Cause it
yeah, Stephen didn't know that you worked up there. I was telling
him. I didn't
know
you worked there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, cool.
He didn't know. I was telling him that you
tried telling him, but no, he doesn't.
I can't be telling all my skills, man. Then you have people hitting me up telling me to rub their back. Right? Can't be rubbing everything.
Well,
I'm definitely checking on my...
Our anniversary. I'll take care of the crew when I come down for a visit. How about
all
that?
All right, I like that.
All right, Mr. Chike, have a good one, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, thanks. God bless.
Be safe on the road.
I will. Bye-bye.
All right, safe travels. Bye-bye.
Well, Ms. Parker, it is another week. What do you have going on this week?
Work, and more work.
Anything coming up this weekend?
I have a pool party, which I'm not too excited about because I feel 1,000 pounds. But I have 5 days, so this week is going to be Operation Get Skinny. starting now.
Okay.
I didn't do too well today, but I get them in tomorrow. I have 5 days, so we'll see what happens. So I'll keep you posted.
Well, I don't see a problem with you, but, you know. Everyone has their own personal self.
Struggle. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, this week's going to be, I'll be recording this week with my boy Phoenix, you know, producer Phoenix. I'll let you check him out. And just preparing for my shows coming up, doing stuff for the Stephen Knight Show. The show.
Yeah,
I'm doing a lot of my
time.
I enjoy it. Huh?
Anything coming up this weekend?
Studio time this weekend, trying to finish up this project, and then the shows are on August 26th and then September 10th are performances. And I might be doing, kind of soon to get into it, but I might be doing a reality show. And if I can do a reality show, I guess I'm going to be on there with me. Ms. Parker.
Not me. I'm so tired of you volunteering me for stuff.
They're going to follow me amongst other independent artists, and they're going to see our day-to-day. And, you know, we recorded Stephen Knight Show together, so they're going to be filming you.
The thing about Stephen is I never get asked to do anything. Just like the Stephen Knight Show, I was told that I was on the show. Like, remember I went home for the holidays, and I came back here, you're like, our show starts next week. I'm like, our show? I thought it was your show.
The funny thing was when our first show, a lot of people don't know, you know, before our first show, the day I called everyone and spoke with them, I couldn't get Ms. Ferguson on the line, but I did talk to A-Ron, and I talked, Chike wasn't on yet, but I talked to A-Ron. I was a little nervous because A-Ron was very nervous, and he made me nervous. So then I come over to Ms. Parker's house and we tape, and I hand you the script. Your eyes got big, like, oh, no, we're about to go live. But, you know, that first show was a great show.
It seemed like it was a lot. I was like,
right.
Oh, my God, we're going to be doing all this.
You know, like reality hits you then.
Yeah, I was pretty calm with that script.
But we have been going strong 30-plus weeks with 27 live shows. Next week we're talking to a 14-year-old phenomenon out of Philly. He's a singer, rapper, model. We'll be talking to him. And then, of course, after that, we have our Summer's Abuse show. And I'm very excited about our September lineup, our shows coming this fall. We're going to be changing things up a little bit, but still giving you the Stephen Knight flavor, Stephen Knight Show flavor with Ms. Parker, Miss Ferguson, Janera, GK, and Aaron. And for all of you at home, we thank you all for tuning in each and every week. Make sure you spread the word. Tell your friends. You can visit us at the Stephen Knight Show.
Tell a friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to keep giving you shows and stepping up our game coming this fall. So thanks again, and you all enjoy your week, and God bless you.
Guys, have a great week.
So fresh and so clean. Tonight is all I'm gonna be. Everything's gonna be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty.